If you are a cat lover, this story might come as a bit of a shock, so stay tuned. Cats carry some pretty scary diseases, and the research shows they're passing them on to us. Now, some of this has been known for a really long time, and some of it is only just coming to light. They can cause everything from flu-like symptoms to pregnancy issues to even an increased risk of self-harm and car accidents. To help us unwind this ball of yarn, I'm joined by Dr. John Reid from the University of Adelaide to tell us more. Dr. Reid, thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good. Thanks. I'm calling from South Australia. We've just had a lockdown, but
yes.
All good. And happy to talk to you about cats and cat diseases.
Did you get your groceries before the grocery stores went bananas?
I did, but I didn't do a rush on the toilet paper. I thought we'd make do. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Okay, on to something a little more serious, because I feel this is actually potentially quite serious. What are the diseases that cats are passing on to us humans, and how are they being passed on to us?
Sure. There's quite a range of diseases, and some of them are relatively benign, but I guess the most important ones are diseases like roundworm and cat scratch fever. But the most important one is toxoplasmosis, which is a disease that is only transmitted by cats. If it wasn't for cats, we wouldn't have toxoplasmosis. And it's transmitted through their feces, so the little parasite breeds up in their gut. And then we contract it through, if the cats defecate in a playground, a sand pit, in the veggie patch, through eating uncooked meat and things like that. So that's the main ways we contract toxoplasmosis.
And how does that have the most significant impact on us? How are people affected by it, and how many people are affected by it?
Yeah, so we've calculated that it's between 23 and 66% of the Australian population have contracted toxo. So, you know, we're talking 1 in 5 to 2 in 3 people. So potentially most of us, or a lot of your audience, and possibly myself and you have had toxo. And if we contract it when our mothers were pregnant with us, then there's a chance of having congenital defects. So stillbirths, but there's also issues with brain development and eye development. But the most serious thing that's come to light recently is the mental health issues. So, as you mentioned in your intro, 17% of car accidents, 10% of suicides, and, over a fifth, 21% of cases of schizophrenia are related to exposure to toxoplasmosis.
That is amazing. How did you find that out?
It's really challenging. Obviously, you can't get 1,000 people and give half of them toxo and half not and follow them through. These studies have been done in a whole lot of different countries, replicated by a whole lot of different doctors and studies and things like that. And we've sort of gone through and got the Australian statistics for admissions to hospital and car accidents and things like that and crunched the numbers. And it's come to a pretty amazing figure that we estimate that between $2 billion and $11 billion worth of our health budget is spent on these cat-related diseases. But, with the most likely scenario, around $6 billion a year is our annual spend in Australia alone. And remember, toxo and some of these diseases, they're worldwide phenomenon wherever there are cats.
Wow. Okay. So how can we manage the impacts of these diseases? Because are there medications or vaccines? Because people are always going to have cats, right?
Absolutely. And talking about vaccines and medications is really topical right now with this COVID thing going around. And unfortunately, there aren't vaccines for it. But it's even a little bit more simple than that. And it's actually related to COVID as well. We've been told, and in South Australia, we've been told very clearly that we've got to stay indoors and we've got to stop this transmission. Exactly. So people can keep cats, and cats make awesome pets for families, for elderly people, for kids. But the best thing for the cat and the best thing for us as far as managing these diseases is if the cat's kept indoors. Once it's indoors, then it breaks this cycle. It can no longer feed on animals that have contracted toxoplasmosis and spread the disease. So the real message is, if you've got a cat, keep it indoors. It's good for the cat's health and safety, and it's particularly good for our health and our safety as well.
Oh, that's a really great point. Okay, so just keep your cat indoors. It's good for the cat. It's good for you. It's also good for small birds and small native rodents and things like that, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And something that's also that's really interesting, we've known now for several decades that this disease has actually sort of been designed or has evolved with the cats and the toxo parasite, that it actually changes the behaviour. So a rat that has been contracted with toxoplasmosis becomes less afraid of cats and will actually be attracted towards cats rather than running away. And we've even found that some of our Australian native wildlife, like little bandicoots that have been exposed to toxo, then are much more likely to be run over on the roads and lose their fear and things like that. So it doesn't only affect humans' brains and mental capacity, but also the wildlife. And it seems to be that it's almost been deliberately done this way. So cats benefit by having their prey more accessible to them, easier to hunt.
Oh my gosh, that's just like, that's blown my mind. Dr. John Reid, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it. And some really important points there about having cats and keeping them indoors. Thank you so much for that.
No problems at all. Yeah, look after your cats and look after yourselves.